Right now, he's not an elevator operator, but we go up and down with the weather. It is time for Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Good morning, everybody.
Now, do you
interesting story because I do remember getting into elevators, and they had the elevator operator there, and he had a thing that looked like some sort of a throttle that would regulate the doors and the whole bit, you know, go up, go down, and the whole bit. And you're right, and often they were tipped.
Yeah.
So. But now everybody, everybody's on their own when it comes to elevators. But aside from that, I got two things before we. Well, I'm going to go on to the weather first. But I have two things I wanted to mention to you about my thoughts on gasoline, and then I also wanted to tell you. Now there was a little story that I had to tell you, and I'm trying to remember what that story was. But I will. Let's see. In the meantime, any rain or drizzle that may be around this morning, it's almost like a mist. That'll just give way to mainly cloudy skies. You could see a little sun today, but for the most part, on the cloudy side, 60 to 65. And tonight, cloudy, rain and drizzle will redevelop after midnight, but the low will be 50. And while the periods of rain on Wednesday and some drizzle, lower 60s. Thursday, Cinco de Mayo day, clouds and sun, low 70s. Nice day. That'll be the first nice day this week. Then on Friday, showers. Low 60s, but I'm thinking that next storm on Friday, rather than continue to move eastward and affect us, I think it's going to get pushed south. And if that's the case, things should dry out and improve over the Mother's Day weekend.
Yay for Mom!
There you go.
But the next today is just a dank day.
Yeah, yeah. Again, you may get a little sun, you may get a little brightening, so... you know, that's something to look forward to. But otherwise, you're right. Yeah, you know, all the D's today. Dismal, damp, dank, dreary, you name it. They're all D's. Now, my thoughts on this gasoline stuff, I was thinking. First of all, Mother's Day weekend's coming up. You're not going to see a gas station lower their prices now.
No.
Mother's Day is one of the most traveled holidays of all in the United States. So, big, big time travel, they're going to keep those prices up. New York State, I believe, will be suspending their tax included in gasoline come June 1st. At least that's what I heard. But my thinking is this. If that's the case, now we're talking New York State, so I'm not talking nationally. If that's the case, what makes people think that they... meaning the gas stations in New York State, will not raise the prices. Let's hypothetically say it's going to save us 12 cents a gallon. What makes you think they're not going to raise the prices 12 cents by Memorial Day so that when the tax is then taken out, we're right back to where we started from?
Well, I can answer that because in Connecticut, here in Sharon, we were actually down to like $3.99 a gallon.
Uh-huh.
I think this morning it was up to $4.20 a gallon, and what the gas suppliers tell you is that hey, we're giving you the break. This is the money that we have to pay, the extra money we have to pay to our gas suppliers. That's exactly what they'll say. And we all know that already. One of the stories that I wish I could find it. One of the stories, it might be BP. BP, even though they had a big loss from Russian stuff, they had their biggest quarter ever. BP Petroleum.
We're not surprised, though, right?
No, of course you're not surprised. But you know they'll rake it in while they can. These big companies.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all comes down. So one simple word, and you and I discussed this before, it's called greed.
Yeah.
And I mean, God bless the people who have stocks in these gasoline companies, or God bless the people who have worked for them or are working for them now, because they're all the people that are benefiting from it. Everybody else is not. That is why the reality of an electric car is becoming more appealing to me. And I'm sure... if this whole trend continues, that's going to become more appealing to a lot of people. Even if the electric companies were to raise their rates, it's still not going to be anything in comparison to gasoline at $4 or $5 a gallon.
Well, don't say that. Central Hudson and Northeast Utility, Northeast Utilities, Eversource, they raised their rates big time here in our region this winter. Big time.
Wow.
These major corporations are all the same.
Yeah.
They're there to make money for their taxpayers, for their stockholders. And to hell with everything else. They pay their corporations heads millions and millions of dollars, and that's not going to change. It's not going to change.
I totally agree with you. So I guess, as they say, you have to lump it on and like it, and that's just as simple as that. I have to tell you about a movie. First of all, I want you to know that I'm watching Ozark. This is the last season. I'm up to episode 3 in the last season, and it's very, very good. So if anybody has watched Ozark, the new season has started last Friday. You could look at that. This is going to be it, the final one, fourth season. If you have not watched it, by all means, binge watch. Start it at binge one. I came across, my sister told me to watch this series. Have you heard of Heartstoppers?
Yes.
It's about teenagers in school, and it's about two teenagers who find an attraction for each other. What I found interesting in this series, because it's teenagers, normally when I see a teen movie, you know, I just keep on moving on. But what I found interesting is how they bring forth today's, quote, sexual biases with teens, bullying, and just the whole thing. I thought every teenager should watch that movie, because I thought it was done, I shouldn't say a movie, series. I thought it was done very, very well, and I think it's lessons to be learned for teenagers today, because they're growing up in hard times, really, really hard times, and it's really a great series that Netflix did and brought to these points without being, what's the word that I want here? Without being, could I say, vulgar?
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it does involve sexuality. It's just very, very minimal, but it brings through some major points. And it's like, you know, I said to my sister, what made you watch this? She said, I have grandchildren that are going to be teenagers. She said, and I started watching it, and, you know, it grabbed me. She said, nice. I thought it was done cute. And that would be the word that I would give it. I would say it's cute. But I think it's a message going out to all teenagers, and it would be great for teenagers to watch that series. I don't know about the rest of us, but as far as teenagers, I think it serves as a very, very good example. Do you remember when you were in school? I remember being bullied. Were you ever bullied in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bullied on the bus the first day of school.
I don't have time to tell. I'll tell a story. But I was bullied once by one of my friends in high school when I came out of the lunch line. They took my food, all right? And I told them to put it back. And one of the guys took a banana, opened it up, and shoved it in my ear.
oh my God.
No, it didn't ruin me for life.
Right.
It didn't ruin me for life. Years later, I mentioned it to him here at the radio station, and he was so mortified. And I said, listen, I'm only telling you this because it's like, whenever I see a banana, I think of this. It's like one day when I was in my first marriage, my wife got so mad at me. She was cooking a pot of pasta with sauce already. It was cooked. And she picked it up and put it right over my head. And then squished it around.
Well, I don't know if that's bullying.
Well, it certainly was. But what was I going to do back to her?
Yeah, but, you know, that's a very important part of life when you're in high school and you're a teenager. This movie brings that out as well. But, yeah, I was bullied when I got on the bus. I didn't know a soul. I had just moved to the area, and I got on the school bus the first day, and I sat in maybe the middle of the bus, and there were a bunch of, quote, I guess you'd call them bullies, in the back seat, you know, where you could sit four or five across. And my hair at that time, we're going back into the 70s, folks, and the back was that was all squared, was straight. And they were calling me square back. I didn't know they were calling me. And then after three or four times, they called me and they said, come back here, while the bus was running. And I went back there. I'll tell you real quick. Went back there, and this girl, Margie, was sitting in the middle. She asked me where I was from, what my name was, why I had my hair cut that way. I told her where. And the whole bitch goes, okay, well, you can go back now there and sit. And I did. And ever since then, we became friends in high school. She lived in my neighborhood. And only a year ago, she surfaced on my Facebook page. And after all these years, we're friends again.
There you go. I was bullied so bad, somebody hated my brother Mitchell. And when I was coming into high school, he told me in advance, I'm going to beat you up. Why? Because he couldn't beat my brother up. So he was going to beat me up.
And did he?
No.
Oh.
No, because I had, like, my other brother, I had friends. So it was so fun. All right. Well, we've got a dreary day today, but we'll have Pat Pagano back tomorrow.
With more stories.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our forecast.